1 Samuel chapter 22. David therefore departed from there, and escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented, gathered themselves to him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab, I ask you to let my father and my mother come forth, and be with you, until I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab. And they lived with him all the while that David was in the stronghold. And the prophet Gad said to David, Do not stay in the stronghold. Depart, and get yourself into the land of Judah. Then David departed, and came into the forest of Hereth. When Saul heard that David was found, and the men who were with him, now Saul stayed in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. Then Saul said to his servants who stood about him, Hear now, you Benjamites. Will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands, and captains of hundreds? That all of you have conspired against me, and there is no one who has revealed to me that my son has made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is no one of you who is sorry for me, or revealed to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me, to lie in wait, as at this day. Then Doeg the Edomite who was set over the servants of Saul said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech the son of Ahitub. And he inquired of the Lord Jehovah for him, and gave him food, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Then the king sent to call Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests who were in Nob. And all of them came to the king. And Saul said, Hear now, you son of Ahitub. And he answered, Here I am, my lord. And Saul said to him, Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, in that you have given him bread, and a sword, and have inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me, to lie in wait, as at this day? Then Ahimelech answered the king, and said, And who is so faithful among all your servants as David, who is the king's son-in-law, and goes at your bidding, and is honorable in your house? Did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Far be it from me. Do not let the king impute anything to his servant, nor to all the house of my father, because your servant did not know anything of all this, less or more. And the king said, You shall surely die, Ahimelech, you, and all your father's house. And the king said to the footmen who stood about him, Turn, and kill the priests of the Lord Jehovah. Because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled, and did not reveal it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priests of the Lord Jehovah. And the king said to Doeg, You turn and fall upon the priests. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and killed on that day 85 persons who wore a linen ephod. Priestly robe. And Nob, the city of the priests, he struck with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and nursing babies, and oxen, and donkeys, and sheep, with the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped, and fled after David. And Abiathar revealed to David that Saul had killed the Lord's Jehovah's priests. And David said to Abiathar, I knew it that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have caused the death of all the persons of your father's house. Stay with me, do not be afraid. Because he who seeks my life seeks your life, but with me you shall be safeguarded.